我们先读一处的圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible.
感谢主，这是我们今年的最后一个主日。
Thanks Lord, today is the last Sunday.
盼望主在今天再施恩给我们。
And let Lord be graceful again.
我们读希伯来书第十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十二章。
Chapter 12.
因为我们想把整章看过一次哈，所以因为经文很多的缘故呢。我想我们就一同读，不管中文或者英文，我们一同读一下。
We'll read the whole chapter 12 together in English and Chinese together.
好，请。
Let's
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是失子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有生生的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万民的父？我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？生生的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万民的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那精炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，也要为自己脚把路修直的，使瘸子不是歪脚，反得痊愈。你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。非圣洁，没有人能见主。又要谨慎，恐怕有人失去了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来扰乱你们，因此叫众人沾染污秽。恐怕有淫乱，有贪恋世俗如以扫，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了，后来想要承受父所住的福，竟被弃绝。虽然嚎哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转。这是你们知道的。你们原不是来到那能摸的山，此山有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风、脚声与说话的声音，那些听见声音的都求不要向他们说话，因为他们当不起所命他们的话，说靠近这山的即便是走兽也要用石头打死。所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说，我甚是恐惧战惊。你们来自来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有前往的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，由审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂，并新约的钟摆。这些所说的比亚伯的血更说的更美。你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上门界的。当时他的声音震动了地，如今听他应许说，再一次，我不但要震动地，还要震动天。 这再一次震动的话，是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，那不被震动的长存。所以我们得了震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。好，我们再一点祷告。
Let's have more words of prayer.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们再有一次能够一同在你的脚前。
That we can gather again before your feet.
我们求你照你所应许的，将你的话从天上的宝座倾倒下来。
According to your promise, please pour down your word from the heavenly throne.
你知道我们需要什么样的话。
You know what kind of word we need.
你知道我们的光景。
You know our condition.
你知道我们生命的情况。
And you know the condition of our life.
我们求你为着你名和你国度的缘故。
And because of your kingdom.
也是为着你旨意的缘故。
Because of your will.
求你向我们说话。
We ask that you speak to us.
求你借着圣灵把你的爱丰富的浇灌在我们里面。
We ask that through the Holy Spirit, you pour your love to us into our heart.
让我们在听你的话的时候，
so that when we are listening to your word,
能够深深的感受到你是在爱我们。
We can deeply feel that you truly love us.
我们也求你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
And we ask you to also give us the wisdom and enlightenment spirit.
让我们不是仅仅得着一点外面的知识。
So that we don't just get knowledge.
让我们能够从你那里得着属天的启示。
But receive the heavenly revelation from you.
求你施恩给说话的，翻译的。
And please give to the one who speak and translate.
也施恩给一同在主面前领受主话语的。
And give the grace to the one who is listening, receiving your word together.
我们在这里，他盼望能够多多的遇见我们的主。
And we hope to meet you greatly.
求你亲自在我们身上做工。
Please do your work in each one of us.
愿你得着荣耀。
May you receive the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
今天这个题目哈，是让人家看起来很沉重的题目。
Today this lessons that we are going to talk about is quite serious.
但是呢，却是对我们是一件重要而且是有福气的。
But it is important and blessing to us.
我们的题目是神的管教。
Our topic is God's discipline.
盼望主给我们恩典，能够一同来面对这个问题。
And may God give us grace so that we can face this topic.
当我在思想如何交通这个题目的时候，
When I was thinking how to share this topic,
主给我一些的感觉，给我一些的话语。
Lord, give me a feeling, some words.
我想有一些例子可能可以给我们一点帮助。
I have some examples to share to help each of us.
我们知道在地上我们很容易看到毛毛虫。
We know that we see worms on the ground a lot of time.
那个毛毛虫长到一个程度之后会自己做茧。
The worm will turn into
cocoon. Cocoon.
Cocoon.
Cocoon.
Cocoon.
Yeah.然后呢，这个它在茧里面一段时间之后，它就会破茧而出，能够成为蝴蝶。
After a while, it will break out of this cocoon and become butterfly.
这个过程呢，我们很熟悉。
We are familiar with this process.
但是呢，这个过程当中呢，有一些生命的东西在里面。
There is a change of life in this process.
那个毛毛虫它在茧里面，它要经过一段时间。
Inside the cocoon, the worm stay there for a while.
那个茧呢，它一边是大，但是有一边是小，一边是细的。
The cocoon shaped one side bigger and one side smaller.
照他们研究人告诉我们说，这个毛毛虫呢，它到长成的时候呢，它要从那个细的那个头出来。
And the one who studied the change, they said the butterfly will come out from the smaller part of the cocoon.
就是说它一定要从那个细的里面出那一头出来。
It will have to come out from the small side.
那他们说从那个出来的过程当中。
And through the process of coming through that small hole.
它需要运用就是说在它里面生命的力量。
It will have to use the energy in his life.
不但运用它里面生命力量，它也在那里在变化当中。
Not only using the energy, it's also changing itself.
因为我们知道毛毛虫是没有翅膀的。
We know that there is no wing in worms.
但是呢，蝴蝶是有翅膀。
But butterfly has wings.
他们有人这样讲，就是说，当毛毛虫它到长成的时候，它那个变成蝴蝶要出来的时候。
And some people said that when they turn to butterfly and ready to come out,
因为那个口非常的小
because the opening is so small,
它的身体蛮大的
the body is bigger,
所以呢，它就好像它就要在那里挣扎
and it has to struggle inside.
那在那个挣扎的过程当中
through that struggling process,
它的体质上面就有一些的变化
the body change.
就是它在挣扎当中呢，它的那里面的算是血液吧，就是使它的那个翅膀的那些的，就是那个部分呢，就变成强壮。
Through the struggling, it strengthens its wings.
然后呢，这个它如果是顺利出来的话
，If it can come out smoothly,
它就可以运用它的翅膀那个翱翔在空中。
Then it can start using its wings to fly.
听说有一个弟兄做了一个这样的试验。
And there is a brother who do this testing.
他呢就那取得了一个。茧就是个空。
He took a cocoon.
然后呢，他就等到那个他要那个茧要变成蝴蝶的那个过程。
He keep on waiting till the cocoon is ready to break to have a butterfly come out.
就他就在那里看那个茧在那里动。
He watched the cocoon move.
然后呢，他就看那个挣扎是很痛苦的。
He see that it's struggling badly.
而且好像用尽了力气呢，但是呢。那个没有什么进展。
It's struggling painfully and it's like using all the energy, but it's still not moving at all.
他就看啊看啊，又等啊等啊。
He keep watching and waiting.
但是呢，好像那个进展很慢。
But the process is so slow.
他等得不耐烦了。
And he became impatient.
他就帮那个忙。
He helped.
他拿个剪刀呢，把那个茧呢剪薄一点。
He used scissors to cut the cocoon.
就是让他出来的地方呢。能够变得容易一点。
He cut the opening so that the butterfly can come out easier.
结果呢？结果不久的那个就出来了。
Not much longer, the butterfly came out.
但是呢，出来的时候啊，就是说他观察到，结果他的那个蝴蝶的那个身体啊，比一般的那个正常的蝴蝶呢要大。
But he realized that the body of the butterfly is bigger than usual.
就是它有肿的感觉。
It's like too big.
而且呢，那个翅膀呢，好像张不太起来。
And the fly and the wings didn't open up.
那在地上呢，挣扎一段时间呢，就死掉了。
And it dies after a while struggling on the ground.
所以并没有照他所预期的呢，他本来想说能够。看了那个蝴蝶出来了，然后翅膀打开，看那个过程，然后那个漂亮的现象。
So it wasn't as he expected that a beautiful butterfly came out and fly away.
那他从这个当中学到一个功课。
He learned a lesson from this.
这个生命的事情是不能用人帮忙的。
The issue of life cannot be helped by man.
他必须要经过那个细小的那个出口。
It has to go through that little opening.
他必须要经过那些的挣扎。
It has to go through those strugglings.
在那个挣扎，在那个过程当中
，through this struggling process，
他的生命呢就在那里变化
，the life change，
他的那个生命呢也变得强壮起来
，and it strengthened the life too.
我们知道毛毛虫变蝴蝶是一个很大的不同。
We know it's a big change from worm to butterfly.
那我们也常常听到有人形容基督徒呢，好像就毛毛虫。变成蝴蝶一样。
And we also heard some people say the Christian is like a change from worm to butterfly.
不过蝴蝶呢是指地上的。
But the butterfly belongs to the earth.
但是我们呢，如果蒙主的恩典能够被成全起来。
But if we are established through the God's grace,
我们所得的福气 是蝴蝶没有办法形容的。
The blessings that we received is not comparable with butterfly.
在诗篇第八篇或者是希伯来书第二章。
In the book of Psalm chapter 8 or in the book of Hebrews chapter 2.
它告诉我们说将来的世界神没有交给天使管辖。
It told us that the future world is not in the hand of angels.
将来的世界神是交给人管辖。
The future world is in the hand of man.
神创造人就是要人能够与神一同作王掌权。
God created man to let man be the king with him.
可能我们听过这样的说法。
We have heard about this.
我们也觉得这很有鼓励性。
And we feel this is very encouraging.
但是在我们里面呢，是不是一个真正的盼望。
But is this the true hope in us?
如果是的话，
If it is,
王的训练所在哪里？
The will of a king.
不是，那个训练所。
Oh, the place of training.
王的训练的时间，王的训练的地点就是现在。
The training and time and place for a king is now.
所以我们需要注意，神他要成就的都跟现今有关系。
So we have to know that what God wants to accomplish in the future is related to now.
如果我们只把那个当作以后遥远的事情，
If we only look at it as a future, too long later,
我们忽略主今天要在我们身上所做的，
And we neglected what God wants to do in us now,
我们的损失可能很大。
We are going to lose a lot.
另外还有一个故事，
And another story,
就是有一颗竹子。
There is a bamboo.
很得到它主人的照顾。
It's being cared by the owner.
那这棵竹子呢？最长得非常的大，非常的美。
The bamboo grow to a big, tall bamboo and very beautiful.
这个主人呢很喜欢。
The owner likes it a lot.
这竹子自己呢也很欣赏自己。
And the bamboo is admired of itself too.
它长得又大又美。
It's big and pretty.
然后好像出类拔萃，就是非常非常出众的样子。
It's very outstanding.
但是有一天呢，
One day,
这个主人就跟这个竹子讲，
The owner told the bamboo,
我想要使用你。
I want to use you.
你觉得好不好？
What do you think?
他说好啊。
And the bamboo says, sure.
但是我使用你之前呢，需要做一件事情。
And the owner said, but before I can use you, I have to do something.
要先把你砍下来。
I have to cut you down.
那这个竹子想说，不行啊，我砍下来就不能再长在这里了。
And the bamboo thought that if I'm being cut down, then I cannot grow anymore.
但是主人告诉他说，没有第二条路，我如果要使用你，我一定要把你砍下来。
But the owner said there is no other choice. If I have to use you, I have to cut you down.
那这个竹子呢，想一想，好吧，我就让你砍。
And the bamboo thought about it. Okay, then cut me down.
好，砍下来了，就倒在地上了。
Being cut down, lie on the floor.
它就不能够直在竖立在这个地上了。
It cannot be stand out anymore.
然后呢，第二天这个主人又跟竹子讲。
And the second day, the owner told the bamboo again.
我要把你的这些叶子呢，通通清除掉。
I have to cut off your leaves.
那竹子叶子很漂亮啊。
The leaves on the bamboo are very pretty.
这个竹子说，不行啊，这样我就变很丑了。
And the bamboo said that if you cut off my leaves, then I become very ugly.
但是主人说，我要使用你，我就必须要把你的叶子统统清除掉。
And the owner said, if I have to use you, I have to cut off your leaves.
这个竹子呢，觉得不是太舒服，但是也没有办法，说好吧。
The bamboo is not too happy, but then he has no choice.
所以呢，就把那个叶子通通都取下了。
So all leaves are taken out.
这后来呢，主人又在跟竹子讲。
And the owner told the bamboo again.
我不止如此，我还要把你的所有的枝子呢，全部都削掉。
I have to also cut off all your branches.
那这个竹子说，那都太痛了吧。
And the bamboo said, isn't it too painful?
太难过了吧。
Isn't it too hard?
主人说，我要使用你，我需要这样做。
And the owner said, if I have to use you, I have to do this.
竹子呢，说好吧。
The bamboo said, okay.
虽然很不愿意，但是好吧。
So unwillingly, but still okay.
但是主人的工作还没结束。
And the work of the owner is not done.
主人呢说，我还要做一件事情。
And the owner said, I have to do one more thing.
我要把里面那个每一个结呀，把它打通。
I have to clean out all the joints inside you.
那主人说，那我这个你不成竹子了。Then
I'm not a bamboo anymore.
主人说。 这是我要使用你最重要的一个部分。
But this is the most, and the owner said this is the most important part I have to use in you.
不把里面打通,
without cleaning out the inside, I cannot use you.
这个竹子呢, 非常的沮丧, 但是呢说, 好吧。
Deeply depressing, but the bamboo said okay.
他不知道这主人要做什么。
He didn't know what the owner wanted to do.
但是呢, 这主人把他的里面的所有的结呢，通通打通了。And
the owner opened up all the joints inside the bamboo.
然后呢，就把它拿到这个水源的地方。And
put it to a water source.
使它成为输送水的一个管道。So
that it become a channel of transporting water.
它一头接到水的源头。
One point is connected with the source of water.
另外一头是。 送到那个需要水的那个地方。
And another point is to send the water to the place that needs the water.
所以它成为一个供应水、供应生命的管道。
Then it becomes a channel to provide water and life.
我们在主面前，主也常常对我们这样的要求。
Before our Lord always have the same requirement to us.
每一个人都有机会成为供应生命的管道。
Every one of us can have a chance to become the channel who provides life and water.
每一个人，每一个蒙恩得救的人，主都很愿意来使用他们。
Everyone saved by grace have this chance to be used by our Lord.
但是如果当主要求要照着对着竹子的方式来对待我们。
But if Lord demanded to treat us like the owner treating the bamboo,
我们愿意不愿意呢?
Are we willing to?
我们读到使徒行传的时候,
When we are reading the book of Acts,
我们看到有一个人, 就是司提法,
we saw that one person, Stephen.
那句话给我印象很深刻,
it's very impressive to me.
他说,司提法是凭着智慧和圣灵说话。
Stephen speaks according to the knowledge and life of Holy Spirit.
但是我记得不错的话，达比的翻译比这个更强烈。
If I remember it correctly, the Darby's translation is even stronger.
就是斯蒂凡他说话的时候，把圣灵跟智慧送出去。
That is, when Stephen speaks, he sent out the wisdom and Holy Spirit out.
所以呢。 他不只从主那里接受圣灵和智慧。
So not only he received from Lord the Holy Spirit and wisdom.
他好像就是那个竹子，那个管子。
He is like the channel, the bamboo.
当他说话的时候，智慧和圣灵就送出去了。
When he speaks, the wisdom and Holy Spirit was sent out.
所以当时的犹太人众人抵挡不住。
Therefore, the Jewish people at that time could not resist his word.
他不是凭着头脑说话,
he wasn't speaking from his mind.
他是凭着智慧和圣灵说话,
he is speaking through the Holy Spirit who gives the wisdom.
所以在他说话的时候, 圣灵同时在做工,
so when he is speaking, the Holy Spirit works together.
生命同时送出去,
the life was sent out at the same time.
神的智慧也同时送出去,
God's wisdom was sent out simultaneously.
我们是不是 也愿意成为一个类似的器皿呢?
Are we willing to be a similar tools?
另外还有一个例子,
another example that I have.
这个我是没有经历过,
I haven't experienced it.
我是看来的,
I just watch.
这听说孵豆芽, 那个做豆, 就养那个孵, 把豆芽, 把那个豆子, 把它孵成豆芽。
I heard that from the sprout.
需要用这个重的东西在上面压, 有个重的东西压在那个器皿上。
It needs to be pressed down by a heavy thing.
他们说有经验是说，那个压的越重呢，那个长的豆芽的豆子越大，那个梗啊，就越长得越高。 就越结实。
They were saying that the heavier the things that press onto these beams, the bean sprout grows bigger.
如果没有什么压呢，它大概就那个紧的那个梗啊，就细细的，然后呢，那个豆子呢，长出来那个豆子就一点点小小的。
If the things that stay on it was not too heavy, then the bean sprout grow small and the bean is small.
但是如果有适当的重压呢，它就长得又强壮，那个豆子又大。
With the proper weight on top of it, the bean sprout grow bigger.
这好像给我们看见一件事情，生命的事情跟这个压力是有关系的。
This show us the life and precious relationship.
对我们来讲，我们不喜欢有压力的事情。
To us, we don't like pressure.
我们不喜欢遇到困难。
We don't want to encounter problems.
但是你看见那些在生命上很强壮的人。
But when you see the people, the strong people,
他背后常常有许多的故事。
There is always some more story behind them.
他的背后呢，常常有许多那些有压力的东西。
Behind them, there is always some pressure.
所以这里给我们一个提醒。
This is a reminder to us.
当我们遇到困难、遇到压力的时候，
when we encounter problems and pressure,
我们不要再一直用抱怨或者是用不情愿来面对。
Do not face it unwillingly.
主允许一些的压力临到我们。
God willingly to let some pressure come upon us.
主要我们长得强壮。
God wants us to grow strong.
不只是将来人是强壮。
Not only the future man be strong.
我们将来强壮都没有问题的。
Our future self be strong is not a question.
因为主再来的时候，要给我们不能朽坏的身体。
Because when Lord returns, He is going to give us an imperishable body.
但是主要我们今天能够有强壮的属灵生命。
But God wants us to have a strong spiritual body today.
在这一个末后的世代，这一个困难的环境里面，
at this end age, at this troubled time,
把他的生命供应出去。
Supply out his life.
把他的见证彰显出来。
Manifest his testimony.
所以一个基督徒他如果越经过重压，他应该是他的属灵的生命越加的强壮。
So the more pressure a Christian has, his spiritual life should be stronger.
如果我们信主之后，一从开始到我们见主都没有经过任何的压力。
If from the day we become Christian and to the day we see our Lord, we did not receive any pressure.
那可以显明一件事情，我们这一个人的基督徒的属灵的生命呢，应该是非常脆弱的。
It shows that our Christian life should be very fragile.
你会发现，每一次有重大的压力来的时候，都是生命茁壮的、更长得更好的一次机会。
You will see that every time a trouble comes upon the life is another chance for the life to grow stronger.
因为神的恩典够我们用。
Because God's grace is enough for us.
神所赐的生命是复活的生命。
God's, the life that God gave us is a resurrection life.
是死亡不能限制的生命。
That is not limited by death.
所以这是一个极大的恩典。
This is a great grace.
所以盼望主帮助我们。
We hope that God help us.
但是当我们在往荣美之地去的时候，
When we are going towards this glorified place,
我们变得强壮，
we become strong,
或者我们变得更合乎主心意的时候，
or we become more fitting God's will,
有些的事情是必须的。
There are some things that has to go through.
也就是说管教是必须的。
The discipline is a must.
我们不可能是天生就是这么聪明。
We cannot be born so wisely.
不可能聪明到一个地步，一生都不需要主任何一点管教。
We would not be born so wisely that we do not need any type of discipline from God.
主知道我们。
Lord know us.
因为他管教我们，是要把我们带到荣美。
Because He disciplines us is to bring us into the glorified.
而且他的爱是他管教背后的实际。
Also, love is behind this discipline.
他管教不是恨我们。
He did not discipline us because he hates us.
他管教不是找我们麻烦。
He did not discipline us because to give us trouble.
他管教不是说给我们眼眼给我们这个脸色看一看。
He did not discipline us to show us his temper.
他管教是他爱我们。
He disciplined us because he loves us.
因为他知道他要把我们带到什么样的地步。
Because he knows what he wants to bring us into.
所以他的道路是高过我们的道路。
His way is higher than our way.
他的意念是高过我们的。
His will is higher than our will.
我们呢常常是搞不清楚自己干什么。
We are not sure what we are doing most of the time.
但是呢主呢他用他管教的手把我们带回到他喜悦的那个世界里面。
But Lord wants to discipline us to bring us back into what he is doing.
也是借着管教叫我们的生命能够走在对的路上。
Through discipline, he put our life in the right way.
也是借着管教叫我们的生命能有结果子的那个机会。
And through discipline, he let our life has this chance to bear fruit.
你在约翰福音第十五章。
In the book of John, chapter 15.
那个葡萄树跟枝子。
The grape and the branches.
那个葡萄树如果它需要多结果子的话。
If the vine do not bear fruit,
那个枝子如果要多结果子的话,
if the branches can bear fruit,
它就要被修剪,
it has to be trimmed,
它需要被修剪,
it has to be trimmed,
它被修剪之后, 使得它后来能够多结果子,
after trimming and pruning, it can bear more fruit,
所以我们, 当我们被修剪的时候,
so when we are being pruned,
神是把后面的那一个结果子要赏赐给我们。
God is giving us the bearing fruit, result to us.
而在这一个箴言书里面。
And in the book of Proverbs.
告诉我们管教会带给我们智慧。
And it told us that discipline will bring us wisdom.
我们得智慧并不是靠我们读书可以得到。
We receive wisdom not only through reading books.
我们需要亲自经历神在我们身上的工作。
We have to personally experience God's work on us.
我们这个人没有办法聪明到一个地步，说神他不用管教我们，而我们一听就完全懂了。
There is no wise man who can say that He can understand God's word without being disciplined.
神他在许多的这个管教的机会里面呢，让我们能够真的知道他的旨意是什么。
Through many disciplines, God let us know His will.
真的明白什么是道路，什么是真理，什么是生命。
And truly understand what is the truth, the life.
虽然我们很喜欢听到道路、真理、生命。
We like to hear the way, the truth, and the life.
但是呢，我们如果没有经过主相当的管教的过程，我们对于这些都是不明白的。
But without disciplines, we would not understand these.
智慧也是一样。
Wisdom is the same thing.
在哥林多前书第一章。
In the book of 1 Corinthians,
就是说主成为我们的智慧。
The wisdom that God gave us.
然后呢，有两点。
There are two points.
是公义、圣洁和救赎。
Has righteousness, holiness, and
salvation.
Salvation.
我们经过主的管教。
Through the discipline.
我们才逐渐的明白什么是智慧。
We can slowly understand what is wisdom.
逐渐地明白什么是公义。
Gradually understand what is righteousness.
哦，是公义的道上是有生命的。公义的道上面，公义的路上面是有生命的。
On the way of righteousness, the life is there.
所以，公义跟生命是分不开的。
So righteousness and life is not separable.
而主救我们呢，也是叫我们能够活在这个。生命里面而行出义出来。
And God save us to let us live in this life to reveal the righteousness.
所以呢，有智慧的人呢，他会看重公义。
So a wise man will pay attention to righteousness.
他会看得懂公义。
He will look up on this righteousness.
当然，公义也跟将来的审判有密切的关系。
And of course, righteousness is related to judgment in the future.
而有智慧的人也能够知道什么是圣洁，分别为圣。
And a wise man will also be able to separate holiness.
我们虽然有分别为圣的观念。
Even though we have this concept of separating holiness,
但是我们常常不能分别为圣。
But we could not separate holiness.
但是主借着他的管教，
And through discipline,
就叫我们能够分别为圣。
He can let us know how to separate holiness.
我们有时候想到分别为圣的时候，我们拿不准那个尺寸。
Sometimes we could not have the definite rulers on holiness.
但是呢主呢他借着管教叫我们知道说这样就叫做分别为圣。
But a lot of time through the discipline, Lord will show us how to measure the holiness.
我听说有一个人他很喜欢接待这个所谓的传道人。
I heard a person who liked to receive preachers.
所以呢反正他知道哪里有一个传道人呢他就很乐意就请他吃一顿饭。
Whenever he knows where is a preacher, he will invite him for a dinner.
可是呢，有一次啊，他听说一个传道人来。
And one time he heard that a preacher is coming.
这一次呢，他想去，可是里面一直觉得不舒服。
This time he wanted to go, but he wasn't feeling comfortable.
他就觉得搞不懂，我应该去请他吃一顿饭，但是他里面觉得好像有很强的那个。
He feels that he should treat him a dinner, but then there is a strong withholding in him.
后来经过另外几方面的认识之后，他才发现那个传道人呢，不是他应该接待的传道人。
And another opportunity that he found out that the preacher was not the type of preacher that he should receive.
也就是圣灵要他与那个传道人是分别开的。
And that is the Holy Spirit wants him to be separated from this preacher.
有的时候我们很容易落在人情里面。
A lot of time we are fallen into human relationship.
但是呢，神呢，他借着圣灵会叫我们能够脱离这个人情的捆绑。
But the Holy Spirit can help us to be separated from this human relationship.
所以这一个神有时候会借着管教来帮助我们。
So God will help us through the Holy Spirit.
而管教有它的必要性。
And discipline is a must.
这个呢，它因为管教呢，使得我们对于这个属灵的认识呢，能够有进步的机会。
The discipline can help us to understand the Holy Spirit teaching.
使得我们能够去喜欢神所喜欢的。
So that we will like what God like.
去不去那一个做神所不要做的事情。
Will not do what God don't want us to do.
怎么讲？我不太想讲我自己，但是好像我应该讲。
I don't like to talk about myself, but I feel that I should.
我自己以前是跟世界很密切的人。
I'm close to the world before.
所以世界上面流行的东西呢，我也是跟得上的。
So the fashion on the earth is what I catch up all the time.
所以呢就算是那些堕落的事情呢，我也活在堕落当中。
So even with those fallen things, I'm in it.
所以基本上来讲呢，我是跟那个分不开的。
So basically, I was not separable from the world.
我也不会主动呢，就从那里跑出来。
I will not do it myself to jump it out from the world.
但是呢，因为我现在先讲一个，主管教我们哈，有好几种方式。
But God disciplines us has different ways.
一个是他用说的方式。
One is through His word.
或者说是用显明的方式。
Through revelation.
Manifestation.
Through manifestation.
或者就是中文的翻译是责备。
Or through edifying.
这个责备呢，它其实呢有显明 有暴露出来的我们的情况的信息。
And this punishment has manifesting the situation.
所以最轻的最轻的管教呢，其实就是我们读圣经哈，读到主的话，那主启示我们，告诉我们，这个是最没有伤，对我们最没有感觉痛的那种感觉的。
So the lightest discipline is when we read Bible and we read the word that God was trying to discipline us.
因为有时候我们其实看到了主的话，而且它很明显、很具体的。
Sometimes we saw His word and it's very clear to us.
我们里面呢，其实也知道啊，主他的意思是这样。
And we know it clearly inside us that this is what God said.
但是呢，我们呢，因为体贴自己的喜好啊，体贴肉体啊，所以呢，就故意忽略。
But because we care about our flesh and our habits more, and we neglected God's words.
如果是这样子呢，主就可能要用强一点的方式。
And if it's like this, then God will use a stronger discipline.
有时候呢，就是有时候情况就是说，在我们在一个不经意的环境里面。
That is in a condition that we don't even pay attention to.
这个呢，人也没有针对我们说什么。
People were not talking on purpose about us.
但是呢，人就好像说到的那个情形，正好是我们的光景。
But people were talking about a condition that is fitting us.
这就是叫我们要回头。
That is to call us back.
要转向主。
To turn back to Lord.
有时候呢，我们还是觉得这个太碰巧了。
And then you will still say this is just by chance.
还是不要理他。
Let's neglect it.
哎呀，这个基督徒不要那么敏感，对不对？
Don't be too sensitive.
其实敏感不敏感，其实你在主面前知道。
Whether it's too sensitive or not, it's you and God relationship.
如果我们在主面前没有那个不合乎主心意的光景。
Before the God, if you don't have anything that is not fitting His will.
你绝对不需要敏感。
You do not need to be sensitive.
但是如果我们身上有不合乎主心意的情况。
But if you have something that is not fitting God's will.
主借的一些机会。来帮助我们的时候，谦卑。
Through opportunities to help us, when God is helping us, we have to humble ourselves.
所以没有指着我们讲的时候呢
？Even though it's not pointing to us.
最好你赶快在主面前谦卑下来。
Please humble yourself quickly.
如果我们还是觉得这样子不够直接
，If we still feel that this is not too direct enough.
我们这人就喜欢直接一点。
We like to be direct.
主也会给我们直接的机会。
God will still give us this opportunity.
但是直接通常都比较难看一点。
But the direct method is not.
不但难看，而且不舒服。
Not only not nice, but also uncomfortable.
所以呢，有时候呢，有人来告诉你说，你这样不可以，那样不可以。
So if someone come before you and say that you cannot do this and you should not do that.
如果我们谦卑呢
？If we are being humble.
我们向主还有心呢
？And we still have this heart.
我们赶快谦卑下来。
We will humble ourselves immediately.
回转。
Turn back.
该认罪认罪。该认罪。
To admit our sin.
如果我们觉得这样还不够。
If we feel that this is still not enough,
说的这个我们觉得还不够。
The one who speak is still not strong enough.
会有更强烈一点的。
We will receive stronger discipline.
刚才我们读的那段圣经呢，有一个是叫鞭打。
The one we just read in our Bible, one is flogged.
鞭打。
Flogged.
神看不见
，God don't see，
肉眼看不见神
，Your flesh eye don't see God anymore。
但是看不见的神会让你用你能够明白的方式受鞭打。
But the unseeable God will through different methods to punish you。
鞭打可以说是很强烈的。
Flogging is very serious。
啊，我们千万不要忽略这个方式。
Do not neglect this punishment.
如果我们再忽略的话，
If we still neglect it,
神可能任凭我们了。
Then God may just let us go our way.
因为任凭我们了，那我们就是有祸。
Because it's vowed to us if we do it our way.
所以不管是用说的，或者是用鞭打的。
So it doesn't matter if it's through the word or through punishment.
神呢，就是要把我们带回到那个我们合适的生命的光景。
God wants to lead us back to the proper life.
我自己是经历过这些东西。
I went through these process.
好，不管是这个很浅的说的。
Not just the simple discipline through words.
或者是人家不经意说的。
Or through the people who were not intentionally talking about you.
或者是人家当面说的。
Or who are pointing to me to talk to me.
或者是神的鞭打。
Or God flogging, punishment.
有一些事情我们实在是神怎么说我们就是不懂。
There are something that God, no matter how He tells us, we just don't understand.
或者神怎么说，我们就是不接受。
Or no matter how God tells us, we just not accepting it.
但神对我们还有盼望。
But God still has the hope on us.
所以呢，他需要再说，一说再说。
So He repeatedly tells us.
甚至有时候让我们受到一些这些受鞭打肉身的损失的这些的需要。
Even though to a point to let us have a being hurt through the punishment.
但是这些呢都是把我们带回来。
But this is to bring us through.
但是神还有一种方式哈，很特别。
There is another method that is very different that God used.
就是他亲自带领我们。
He lead us in person.
他带领我们。
He lead us.
啊。如果我们是一个很愿意来接受神带领，
If we are a willing person to receive His guidance,
你会发现很奇妙的，他的带领也属于他管教的范围之内。
You will see it miraculously, His guidance is within His discipline.
所以呢，因为我们想到管教呢，那总是想到那些不好的一面。
Whenever we think about discipline, we think of the bad thing.
但是我从主的话感觉到呢，神的话呢，没有那个意思。
But through God's word, there is no such bad meaning.
因为神呢，他知道他要把我们引到什么地方去。
Because God knows that where He wants to lead us to.
所以如果我们能够谦卑在主的面前。
So if we are willing to humble before God.
所以呢，他可以带我们。
So that He can guide us.
他带领我们呢，他就是要让我们看见，让我们认识我们自己。真的是他的儿子。
He will guide us so that we will realize that we are His true sons.
而且呢，他也教我们如何来做他的儿女。
And He will also teach us how to be His sons.
虽然我们是神的儿女。
Even though we are sons of God.
但许多的时候我们并不知道怎么做。
But a lot of time we don't know what to do.
但是主呢，他就借着他带领的方式呢，让我们逐渐的明白。
But through His guidance, our Lord let us know, gradually understand.
我想时间的缘故，我就要快一点。
And because of time, I'll go faster.
管教会产生一些结果。
The result of disciplines.
这些结果呢，这是我们需要注意的。
These results we have to pay attention to.
有的时候我们无论说什么，我们都不能够专心的定睛在主的身上。
A lot of time we cannot fix our eyes on our Lord no matter what.
不管那些帮助我们人怎么讲。
No matter how the people around us helping us.
我们呢，就是不能够专心在主的面前。
We just can't fix our eyes on our Lord.
有的时候需要呢，主经过不断的管教之后。
A lot of time we have to go through God's disciplines continuously.
我们的里面呢，逐渐明白了。
Then internally we can gradually understand.
而且看见主管教我们呢是祝福我们。
And see that God's discipline is actually a blessing to us.
并不是苦待我们。
It's not treating us hard.
所以以至于呢，我们能够定睛在他的身上。
So that we can fix our eyes on him.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
To fix our eyes on Jesus Christ.
这是一件很重要的事情。
It's very important to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
你会发现，当你信主多年之后，
You will find out that after a few years, you become a savior, a saved person.
你许多难以解决的问题，它的答案就在耶稣基督的身上。
A lot of difficult issues that you cannot resolve, the answer was found in Jesus.
如果你不会定睛仰望在他的身上，
If you couldn't fix your eyes on Jesus,
你可以说找不到答案。
You could not find the answer.
你就好像那个陀螺在地上转转转转转，就没有了。
You keep turning on the ground and stop.
所以，主的管教帮助我们能够专心定睛在主的身上。
So God's discipline can help us to fix our eyes on Christ Jesus.
管教另外一个产生的效果就是，叫我们学会顺服。
Another result of discipline is to make us know how to submit ourselves.
所以这个顺服呢，是叫我们能够活在生命里面的顺服。
And this obey is to make us obey in the life.
也就是活在那个复活的那个基础上面，那个光景里面的顺服。
That is the obedience based on the resurrected life.
也就是你越顺服主，你就越活在那个新生命的那个实际里面，那个丰富里面。
The more you obey to Lord, the more you live in this abundant life.
我们常常想到顺服就变成好像很宿命的感觉。
We always think negative when we talk about obey.
但是事实上不是，你顺服主，你得到更多的生命。
In fact, it's not. The more you obey, Lord, the more life you receive.
那刚才我们提到，管教所产生的另外就是圣洁，与他的圣洁有份。
And another result from discipline that we have mentioned previously is holiness.
另外一个呢，就是结出平安的果子，就是义。
Another one is to have the fruit of peace.
啊，那个，你是不是做了每一件事你都有平安呢？
Do you do everything with peace?
你是不是每一步路走在主面前，你都能够经过公义的审判呢？
Every step that you walk in front of our Lord, are you able to go through the righteousness judgment?
你能不能够在神的光中让神光照一下呢？
Are you willing to be shown by light, by God's light?
有的人抵挡的方式就是来反驳神，反驳神的话。
Someone who against God is to against His word.
我有时候想要劝一下没有信主的人。
And I like to speak to those who want to be against God.
不要用很多理由来反驳神的话。
Don't use many reasons to rebuke His word.
你最好的方式。
The best way.
你能够通过圣经所有的话的检验。
You can through all the words that the Bible has mentioned.
如果你能够通过所有的检验，而你不用信耶稣，那就不要信耶稣。
If through the study of the Bible and it says that you don't need to believe in Jesus, then you don't.
懂我意思吗？
You understand what I mean?
如果圣经所有审判的话你能够通得过。
If you pass through all the judgment words in the Bible.
你有救法，你有拯救你的方法。
And you have your own way of saving yourself.
你可以不要信耶稣。
You can avoid believing Christ.
但圣经所讲的所有的那些审判和的一切的东西，如果你通不过。
But if you are unable to pass through the punishment and judgment that mentioned in Bible.
不管你懂不懂。
No matter whether you know or not.
你除了信主之外，你除了仰望耶稣基督的拯救之外，你没有第二条路。
Besides looking upon Christ's salvation, there is no other way for you.
不要为自己用那些虚假的东西来骗自己。
Do not deceive yourself.
照样，我们弟兄姊妹也是一样。
Brothers and sisters, this is the same thing.
不要麻醉自己。
Do not mumble yourself.
你今天在主面前现实一点。
Be realistic.
实在一点。真正的把你的属灵光景摆在主面前。
Be honest, put out yourself to the Lord.
需要悔改就悔改。
If you need to repent, you should repent.
需要回转就回转。
If you should turn back, then turn back.
仰望主的怜悯。
Look upon God's grace.
你就可以走每一步都是平安。
Then you can walk every single step with peace.
没有什么审判可以把你压得住的。
There is no judgment can stop you.
管教也叫我们从儿女的这个生命的度量能够长到这一个儿子名分成熟的度量。
And discipline can also let our name as the God's son grow to a point that we are truly his sons.
我想详细我就不讲
了。I will not talk about the detail.
但是呢管教是有助于我们从这一个比较幼小的幼嫩的生命呢能够 长到成熟的这个地步。
But the discipline is related to our youth life, to the grown-up life.
而另外呢就是管教神的目的就是要我们得着不能震动的果。
Another point of the discipline is to let us receive the kingdom that cannot be shaken off.
想一想我们今天所经过的在我们身上的所有事情有什么东西是不能震动掉的。
Think about what we have experienced today that cannot be shaken off.
如果你有把握它不能震动掉你就留着。
If you believe that this cannot be shaken off, then you can keep it.
如果它可以被震动掉
If it can be shaken off,
你就要问一问主什么是不可以震动的。
Then you should ask Lord, what is the one that cannot be shaken?
所以管教的把我们带到一个地步叫我们能够真正得到那个不能震动的果不能震动的时机。
The discipline will bring us into the kingdom that cannot be shaken.
我想我必须很快的再提一下这个我们 要怎么样来面对神的管教。
We also have to mention how we should encounter God's discipline.
因为时间的缘故我不能详细解释。
Because of time, I cannot explain in detail.
但盼望主帮助我们。
But let God help me.
第一个面对管教的时候我们态度上不可以轻看。
First, our attitude, we cannot look light on it.
常常我们失去属灵的祝福就是我们轻看主在我们身上所带的。
A lot of time we lose the spiritual blessing is because we look light on it.
你如果谦卑在神面前
If you humble before Lord,
你让神对你的每一个带领每一个管教你都很认真的在从他那里接受下来
You take every single discipline and guidance seriously.
你生命的度量不可能不长大
Your life could not be, your life must grow.
你对神的心意不可能不认识。
It's impossible for you not to understand God's will.
你对圣经的话不可能会一点都不明白。
It's impossible for you not to understand the Bible.
所以呢，不可以轻看主的管教。
So you cannot look light on God's discipline.
反过来就是要积极的接受神的管教。
On the other hand, you should actively receive God's discipline.
而且呢，要快速的回转归向神。
And should walk fastly to follow God.
有些的事情是有后遗症的。
There are something with side effect.
你如果一直允许自己落在那个情况底下
，If you allow yourself in the same condition,
它后面的后遗症是完全超过你想象。
The side effect behind you will supersede what you can imagine.
但是我们当我们发现神在管教我们的时候
But when you realize that God is disciplining you,
我们需要积极的转向他
We have to turn to him immediately.
其中有一个情形就是把下垂的手举起来
And another condition is to let the feeble arms
把发酸
raise up those feeble arms
发酸的腿挺起来
And to strengthen the weak knees.
他重要的怎么样说要把我们的道路修直
And another thing is to make level path for our feet.
这个道路呢，其实不是只有路，也不是一个客观的路。
This path is not just the physical road.
这个道路其实就是我们奔跑的路。
This is the path that we run on.
我们跑不起来。
We couldn't run.
就是有我们身上有很多拦住我们跑的东西。
There are so many things hinder on us that we cannot run.
也许主恩待我们，就管教我们，把那些东西把我们拿掉。
May God have the mercy on us to take away all those hindrances.
叫我们可以跑起来。
So that we can start running.
他说什么？叫我们这个人不至于瘸腿。
So that we do not need to be lame.
一个瘸腿的人呢，要怎么跑都跑不起来。
A limber person cannot run.
我有这个坐骨神经痛。
I have this pain in my bones.
这个呢，当发作的时候啊。
When it started the pain.
不要说跑啊，走都走不动。
Not only saying running, I can't even walk.
不要走啊，连下床都下不来啊。
Not just walk, I couldn't even stand from my bed.
你相不相信，从这里到那里可以要十分钟啊
？Do you believe starting from here to the piano will take me 10 minutes?
今天我们有多少的基督徒是处在这样的光景
？A lot of Christians stay in this condition.
主要我们得痊愈。
God wants us to have this authority.
我们自己没有办法医自己。
We could not heal ourselves.
你积极的转向主。
You have to turn to God.
我们虽然跟不上。
We may not be able to follow up.
但是他会把我们带上去。
But He is going to lead us up.
他会使我们恢复健康。
He's going to strengthen our body.
一个复活生命，一个有复活生命在他里面的人，他应该有复活生命的光景。
The one with the revived life in him should have a revived life condition.
另外，在面对神的管教的时候，我们要学会支取神的恩典。
Another point, when we are facing his disciplines, we have to look at his grace.
希伯来书告诉我们，有人因为缺少神的恩典。
In the book of Hebrew, it told us that some people are lacking this grace.
他里面就有毒根在里面长起来。
And the bitter roots start growing in him.
但是你知道，你如果到主面前去支取神的恩典。
But if you know that if you go to God to retrieve this life,
神有办法叫那些毒根在你身上不能够发芽。
God can tell make those bitter roots stop growing.
就是发芽的呢，神也叫它萎缩，或者是。神会处理掉。
Even if it starts growing, God has a way to take those out.
为什么我们常常有抱怨的话
？Why we always complain?
对人也抱怨，对神也抱怨，对环境也抱怨。
We complain about man, about God, about the situation.
其实一个很简单的理由，就是我们常常缺少了神的恩典。
It's very simple. We are lacking of God's grace.
一个被神恩典充满的人
，as one who filled with God's grace，
想抱怨可能都抱怨不出来
，could not have any complaint out of him。
所以呢，要学会支取神的恩典。
So we have to learn to receive God's grace。
神的恩典大到一个地步
，God's grace is big to a point，
叫在我们里面那个毒根长不起来
，that our bitter roots cannot grow。
而且呢，我们肉体的败坏。施展不起来。
And our defiled body cannot grow.
神的恩典大到一个地步，这个世界的引诱拉我们拉不走。
God's grace great to a point that the world attraction cannot attract us.
需要学会支取神的恩典。
We have to learn to receive God's grace.
常常无依无靠的到主面前去支取他的恩典。
Come to Lord without anyone else to depend on.To receive His grace.
不要放弃任何一个可能的机会。
Do not give up any single opportunity.
如果你会支取的话
，If you know how to receive,
你就会看重神所看重的。
Then you will pay attention to the thing that God pay attention to.
常常就是因为我们对于神的恩典认识、经历、得到的太少。
We always have to start from understanding God's will.And experience his.
以至于神所看重的我们不看重。
So that to a point that what God pay attention to, we do not.
其中有一个就是神给我们机会能够得着儿子的名分。
One is God give us this opportunity to be his son.
希伯来书告诉我们以扫。
The book of Hebrew told us Esau.
Esau 他已经肉身上已经得着的 长子的名分。
And Esau's flesh, he is the firstborn.
他只要顺着这个保守，他就真的得着。
All he needs is to follow being the firstborn.
但是希伯来书告诉我们说，他因为淫乱和这个贪恋世俗。
But the book of Hebrews told us that Esau is greedy for one single meal.
因为这些呢，他就把长子的名分卖掉了。
And he sold his inheritance as being the firstborn.
所以许多的时候，神要给我们的祝福，我们没有得着，不是原因在神。
Therefore, a lot of times God's blessing did not come upon us is not because of God.
原因在我们。
It's because of us.
所以有的时候主给我们一个特别的机会。
So sometimes God gives us a different opportunity.
但是呢，我们呢只享受一些感觉。
And we will just take it as a feeling.
但是呢，没有更多的在主面前能够进到那个属灵的丰富和实际里面。
And we didn't came into the Holy Spirit's abundance.
所以呢，以至于不该放弃的。我们就放弃了。
So that we give up the thing that we should not give up.
该得着的却没有得着。
And the, we didn't receive the thing that we should have received.
这是非常可惜的事情。
This is such a pity.
所以呢，我们需要在主面前蒙主的恩典。
So we should receive God's grace.
如果我们会支取神的恩典。
If we know how to receive God's grace.
很多问题会解决。
A lot of problem is solved.
那另外呢，我们要求主帮助我们有这个属灵的远见。
And we also have to ask God to help us have this long sight.
也就是能够向着锡安山和天上的耶路撒冷直奔。
That is to have the sight on the Mount Zion and the heavenly Jerusalem.
我们不得不承认，我们在地上常常受着地上的一些的需要捆绑住。
It's hard for us to deny that we are being bounded by our need on the earth.
所以什么是锡安山，什么是天上的耶路撒冷？
So what is Mount Sinai, heavenly Jerusalem?
对我们非常非常的遥远。
It's so far, far away from us.
所以我们变得没有路的人。
So we do not have this goal.
我们应该是一个向上跑的人。
We should be the one running to upward.
但是呢，我们却是个在地上打转的人。
But we are spinning on the earth.
这是很可惜。
What a pity.
你已经得着这个生命。
You already have this life.
主也把这个盼望要给我们。
God already gave us this hope.
但是我们常常好像前面那个，因为贪恋这个地上的东西，而往上走的路就停顿了。
But we always stay around the earth, looking for the things on the earth, and stop going upward.
求主帮助我。
Let God help us.
是一个真正跑的人。
So that we become a true runner.
跑哪里去呢？
Run towards where?
我们来到锡安山和天上的耶路撒冷。
To the Mount Zion and heavenly Jerusalem.
盼望主里面开启我们。
Let God open us.
所以在面对管教来讲，我们还要学习顺服圣灵的带领。
So in this whole discipline process, we have to learn how to follow Holy Spirit.Guidance.
也需要学习时时支取主耶稣基督的宝血。
We also have to learn how to receive Lord Jesus Christ's precious blood.
所以当毒根在里面发作的时候，
When the bitter roots start growing in you,
那就是你运用宝血的时候。
That is the time you can start using the precious blood.
在面对管教的时候，有一个态度是最常让我们忽略的。
We always neglected an attitude when we are facing this discipline.
就是忽略或者弃绝那向我们说话的。
That is neglect or reject the one who speaks to you.
告诉我们说，这里告诉我们说，不要弃绝那向我们说话的。
Here it told us, do not reject the one who speaks to you.
无论神是用这一个责备的方式，或者是鞭打的方式，或者是带领的方式。
No matter how God is using a edifying way, punishment way, or a guidance way.
他至终还是要再向我们说话。
The purpose is to speak to us.
他还是要把他的心意告诉我们。
His purpose is to tell us his will.
所以呢，我们不可以弃绝他向我们说话。
So you cannot reject when he speaks to you.
有一个很现实的问题。
There is this reality question.
你世界上有很多的知识你不懂，可能影响不大。
There are a lot of earthly wisdom that you don't know may not be a big effect to you.
但圣经圣灵启示的话你没有，那就很亏损。
But you lose a lot if you don't understand the Holy Spirit's revelation from the Bible.
所以呢，不可弃绝那向我们说话的。
So do not reject the one who speaks to you.
而且呢，求主帮助我们能够分辨什么是永存的，什么是暂时的。
And also ask Lord to help us to separate the eternity and the temporary.
还有就是，我们需要做一个侍奉神的人。
Also, we have to be a person who serves the God.
如果你的心不愿意侍奉神，
If your heart is not willing to serve,
我相信你不会看重神的管教。
Then I believe that you will not look upon God's throne.
你如果是个愿意照着神旨意来侍奉神的人，
But if you are a person who is willing to serve God according to God's will,
你就发现神的管教是叫我们得益处。
Then you will see that God's discipline is to bring us good.
这益处好到什么地步呢？
How good is this?
我今天如果接受管教了，我有了生命的经历。
Today, when I receive discipline, I have this life experience.
我回家教我的孩子的时候，
I went home to teach my children.
他说你不要，教他，你不要惹了孩子的气，但是嘛，你却要照主的管教和警戒。来帮助他们。
It says, "Don't make your children angry, but use God's word to teach them."
我们呢，可能会给孩子一些知识。
We may give our children wisdom.
但是呢，我们更需要给孩子呢，是有属灵的那个实际的帮助。
But we should also give spiritual help to them.
如果我们这个人在主面前是个不受管教的人
，If we are a person that cannot be disciplined by Lord.
当主把孩子摆在我们身边的时候
，When Lord put the children around us，
我们只能给他律法
，We can only give them law，
我们没有办法给他生命的供应
，We cannot give them life，
因为我们自己还不知道什么是生命的供应
，Because we don't even have it，
所以管教是关乎到日常生活的东西
，Discipline is related to our daily life，
啊，不是一个很遥远的事情
，It's not something far away，
啊，盼望主在年终的时候呢。就给我们一些的具体的帮助。
And I hope that at the end of the year, God gave us more help.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把所交通的话放在你的面前。
Lord, we give all the words that we have talked about in your hand.
唯有你才能够使用你的话。
Only you can use your word.
我们常常都用错误的来使用。
We always use it wrongly.
我们求主，你祝福你的话。
We ask Lord to bless your word.
你吹气你的话。
You breathe on your word.
你也亲自为我们做过滤的工作。
And you filter every word for us.
也在我们身上做启示带领的工作。
And you also do the revelation work on us.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.